I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
You're cue to call.
When you take, you gotta give. So
for Diamondback tickets, and every phone is lit. Diamondback tickets for tomorrow afternoon's game. Take your dad. We've got you two great tickets for right behind the dugout. We're here with Mark Wetland of CYC Landscaping and Nathan Angel, Bellegarde Sales Manager. Those of you that are regular listeners of the show know I'm a huge fan of pavers, and I'm a huge fan of everything Bellegarde. We're here talking about the Bellegarde elements, the pizza ovens, the fireplaces, the grill islands, the water features, and overlay pavers. And Mark, just before break, you were ready to share with us the number one question you get from homeowners.
Many people that are looking to do an overlay project on their back patio are wanting to do it because there's a crack in the patio and they just want to hide it, make it look good, new. Generally speaking, it's what is causing that crack is will determine whether or not we can put the pavers over the top. If it's a heave or a settling issue where if you feel across the crack, one side's higher than the other, typically that patio is going to need to be removed, redo the base, essentially start over with the pavers. If there's a separation crack and both sides of the crack are at the same height, we can put a geotextile down and put the pavers right over the top.
All right, very good. So we can cover that crack, make it look good, and finish it with a nice, handsome, sharp-looking paver product. Now, in the paver products, you can get kind of the Pella finish, the tumbled look. I think that's the best look. Some people get a little anxious over the evenness or uneven of it. It's not furniture friendly.
Sure. So,
but you've got the products for that as well.
Yes, our new Catalina overlay series is a complete flat top, a little bit more modern look, clean lines, small chamfer on it. So it's really got a nice, you know, sort of crisp modern feel to it. And that's becoming really popular again. Even old school Holland, the brick look type paver, we're seeing a resurgence of that paver in the last year and a half.
Now, you're talking about clean, you're talking about modern. What is this product you've brought in here? That is a handsome piece of something.
I wish I could show it on the radio, but everybody's just going to have to go to Bellegarde.com and check it out.
Okay.
It's our new Mirage Porcelain Tile Series by Bellegarde. It's actually a porcelain paver, I should say. So it's 3/4 inch, and it can be sand set and put in your Arizona backyard or, of course, overlaid onto your existing concrete slab.
But this is like no paver that we've ever seen before. I mean, how big is this thing?
That's a 12x48. So you're going to come in the 12x48 plank. And what I brought in for you today is the Sun Deck. It's a wood grain plank. So it's going to look like you've laid a beautiful wood floor in the backyard. But guess what? Like we talked about earlier, wood's not very good here outside in Arizona. So
remind me, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, Stan. I didn't mean to rub it in. But that Sun Deck's going to last you a lifetime. The color is baked into the surface. You're not going to see it fade. You're not going to see it go away. You really want to talk about buying something that right now will last you a long time and will still continue to give you resale value depending on no matter when you sell the home. That's what you're talking about right there.
Well, this is good. This is going to do away with the overuse of travertine, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, amen to that.
We've burned travertine up so many times. I can't believe the acres and acres and acres of travertine has been put down the last decade and a half.
It is crazy. At one point before the recession, travertine was a expensive product that people, you know, that you only saw on high-end homes, and now it's just absolutely everywhere. This product is so much better than the travertine. It's non-permeable because it's a porcelain, so you can clean up spills on it. It's significantly harder, so you can pull furniture across it, and you're not going to scratch it up like you do travertine. And it's a manufactured product versus a natural product, so it doesn't have the natural voids in the middle of it, so you're not going to get large chips out of it. I can't wait to start installing more and more of this stuff.
I mean, this is brand new.
Brand spanking new. We're just getting the containers in from our partner company. And we're ready to go to market with it right now. Displays will be hitting all of our Bellegarde dealers here in the local market within the next several weeks.
For your backyard makeover, get to their website, Bellegarde.com. Plug in your zip code, and the product lines that are available in that area become come on screen.
Yes.
And you can find dealers and distributors in your area.
Absolutely.
Watch for Belgard certified contractors.
Belgard authorized contractors.
Authorized. Belgard authorized contractors. As a very minimum, they'll all be ICPI certified.
Correct.
Okay. And then for the increased level of craftsmanship, the more experience, if you've been a Belgard authorized contractor for 3 years and can show you're worthy of it, then you move up to the
master craftsman level.
Master craftsman. Okay. And we're proud to say that CYC Landscaping, Rosie Certified Design Build Landscaping firm here in Maricopa County, is that Belgard master craftsman. So is Chris up in Prescott, right? Vicente
yes.
Landscaping?
Yes, he is.
Vicente Landscaping just as well. So, Mark, CYC Landscaping, thanks for joining us this day. Nathan Angel, thank you for joining us, talking a little bit about Belgard.
And happy Father's Day to Patrick from Flagstaff, who won the tickets.
You know what? When they ran that contest, we only had one phone number from 480. They were all 928-520s. They were all from all over the state to get these tickets. Congratulations. Folks, we'll be back next week. If you were blessed, encouraged, or uplifted by the last 4 hours of Rosie on the House, do us a favor. Find somebody that needs the same and pay it forward this week and tune in next Saturday.